I hope this is clear, Zella. It's somewhat difficult. But after the last one, first time I found somebody, the explanation wasn't very clear. That's something you need to complete.
Brother Jim Michael.
I only know the examples which the scholars in the book asked, which she had an example of. Unable to do that. So, now that we have that introduction, what's the fourth principle? Allah's name are indicative. The fourth, that was just an introduction so you could understand this rule. Indicative of his essence is that and his attributes, the fact how many ways? Three ways, right. That's why you mentioned those three ways. By mufadaha, fabambun, and intizam. So, how can we prove that? Well, Allah's names are indicative of His essence and His attributes. Don't forget, we mentioned in the second rule what? What was the second rule? That each name of Allah is? A'lam wa awsaf. It's both a name and an attribute, right? So let's take, see the example that Ibn Uthaymeen mentions. A very good example. Okay. Let's take Allah's name Al-Khaliq, the creator. No. Al-Khaliq, the creator. This name is indicative of Allah, because we said that his names are both A'lam and Al-Saf, right? So we said the third rule, that they are indicative of his essence. They're all of the, in similar meaning in terms, they all indicate to his essence, and there are different meanings that each has its own attribute, that his names are like that. So this Al-Khaliq is, right, it is indicative of his essence, right, he is Al-Khaliq, Allah, and also it's indicative of what? An attribute of his, which is Sifatul Khalq, that he created, okay? So by Mufadaqa, by the Jaleel of Mufadaqa, when you say Al-Khaliq, what are you indicating to by Mufadaqa?
He's the creator of everything.
No. You're indicating to what? That you're indicating to Allah, right? His essence, right? Because we said it's alam and al-saq, to Allah. And also you're indicating to his attribute of creation, of creating, right? Right? By mufadaqa, because mufadaqa is inclusive, we said all-inclusive of all that. By tadamman, if we said that al-khaliq means that is indicative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if we were to say that al-khaliq is indicative of his attribute that he creates. And we don't mention his essence. That's